On this audio, you'll be hearing from one of the most successful businessmen in American history, Mr. Kevin Trudeau. You may know Kevin as the number one New York Times bestselling author of the book, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. That book has sold over 20 million copies and was number one on the New York Times bestseller list 26 weeks in a row. In 2005, it was the best-selling book in all of America, selling more copies than even The Da Vinci Code or Harry Potter. Today, Kevin's books, which include Natural Cures, The Weight Loss Cure, Debt Cures, and Free Money, have sold over 50 million copies worldwide, making him one of the most successful authors in history. You may also remember Kevin as the founder of the American Memory Institute, which became the largest memory training school in the world. Kevin authored the original Mega Memory Home Study System. That program, which teaches you how to release your own superpower virtual photographic memory, is one of the best-selling self-improvement series of all time, being used by successful businessmen and students all around the world. What most people don't know is Kevin's amazing worldwide global business success. He's the founder of over 60 corporations, doing business in over 117 countries globally. His business empire has generated over $3 billion in worldwide revenue. The industries he's been involved with include manufacturing, advertising, television and radio production, broadcasting, nutraceuticals, marketing, publishing, and consulting. Kevin was the founder of the Golf Channel in the United Kingdom, as well as the television networks UTV and the home shopping network Shop America. In the United Kingdom, Kevin was the co-host of the successful daily television program The Debbie and Kevin Show. As an amazing rags-to-riches story, Kevin has been featured in hundreds of newspapers and magazines globally, including feature stories in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, London Times, Sydney Times, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, and USA Today, just to name a few. He has made appearances on over 2,000 radio and television programs, including The Today Show with Matt Lauer on NBC, Fox News Network, CNN, The CBS Early Show, and most of the popular news and television programs around the world. The Wall Street Journal called Kevin America's marketing guru. The Chicago Tribune dubbed him the infomercial king. Since 1989, Kevin has been one of the top 20 most viewed celebrities on television. Today, Kevin is known as one of the most fearless consumer and health advocates of all time. As a whistleblower of corporate and government corruption, Kevin continues to fight governments around the world to protect all citizens' right of free speech. Kevin is also the host of The Kevin Trudeau Show, a popular radio talk show broadcast on stations around the United States and at ktradionetwork.com. He continues to author books, make public appearances around the world, and fight legal battles with governments to protect free speech rights. As a speaker, trainer, and teacher of success principles, wealth creation, and making money, he has shared the platform and traveled with President Gorbachev of the Soviet Union, General Norman Schwarzkopf of the U.S. Armed Forces, and some of the most successful billionaire businessmen from around the globe. He has appeared on stage to audiences as large as 75,000 people and has spoken publicly to over 5 million people around the world, teaching the secrets of making a person's dream come true. He's been inducted into the world's Masters of Business and has been listed in over 20 editions of Who's Who. Kevin's amazing success comes from a variety of factors, including, in his early youth, being inducted into a secret organization called the Brotherhood, having access to information that has been exclusively available only to the privileged elite class. Kevin was allowed to gain secret knowledge and techniques on how to create your own reality and make your dreams come true, techniques that go beyond the secret and the law of attraction. Throughout the years, Kevin has taught some of these never-before-revealed success and manifesting techniques to close personal friends and has seen amazing firsthand results, literally helping hundreds of people personally to become millionaires, achieve financial freedom and independence, or make their dreams and goals become a reality. He is called by those who know him the Dream Builder and the Millionaire Maker. And now, Mr. Kevin Trudeau.
Well, I was introduced to a secret society called the Brotherhood back in the 70s. And I was brought into that group and trained on very specific things. And because of my association in the Brotherhood, I was given access to some of the wealthiest people in the world. I was given connections, and I was given deals, if you will, in order to generate wealth. That's how secret societies work, whether it's Skull and Bones, whether it's Bilderberg Group, whether it's Bohemian Club, or Trilateral Commission or Council on Foreign Relations, all these societies which do work around the world, and there are many more in Asia and South America as well, they basically do two things. They give people access to secret information, inside information, and information about future events that's going to happen. So you have massive advantages over the general population. And the second thing is, once you're a member at a higher level, your ability to keep secrets is now confirmed, and you're given access to opportunities that nobody else gets access to. And that allowed me to generate billions of dollars in business in a very short period of time. In 1989, I decided to blow the whistle on something that the U.S. government was doing, and that was taking phonics out of the school system, dumbing the kids down, and putting Ritalin or other type of ADD-type drugs and psychiatric prescribed medication into the school system, and actually incentivizing the schools to get as many kids on Ritalin and other drugs as possible, giving them a financial incentive. They pay the school $500 per month back then to get kids on Ritalin. And I was going to expose this in my program, Mega Memory. When I did, my senior officials, if you will, in the Brotherhood were not very happy with that. And I got a severe reprimand. And this kind of put me on a very challenged path, because I thought I was doing good for society, and I realized that the group I was a part of was not doing good for society at all. They were doing good for themselves. And I was a member of that, so I was doing good for myself as well. And I became really challenged in terms of which way to go. Do I continue to just benefit and reap the rewards of my association and involvement in that secret society, or do I take a different path? And it took me 10 years. In 1999, I was traveling in Australia with President Gorbachev and General Schwarzkopf and some other very powerful people. And I decided to leave the Brotherhood. It took me 10 years to make this decision. I knew that no one has ever left that secret society. I knew what the repercussions were going to be. They were going to be massive, severe, and swift. But I made the decision after consultation with those two gentlemen. And actually, after consultations with around 30 other members of Bilderberg and Skull and Bones and others, they were also in my camp, but they couldn't leave. Their families would be ruined, their lives would be ruined if they left. So I decided to leave, and in the year 2000, we all met in Istanbul, Turkey, and decided that the best way to do this was to set up a new society, if you will, a new organization, global, called the Global Information Network. And myself, being at the highest level in the Brotherhood, and these 30-plus other members of these other societies, decided to take the information that we knew and would continue to have access to, and now release it to the general population, members of the Global Information Network, and allow them to have the same inside information, the information on current events and future events, that would empower them and release to these normal people, if you will, the secrets. And that's how the Global Information Network started. We've just launched this, actually, in the last couple months. We now have thousands and thousands of people all around the world that have joined. And the other advantage is what we've done is these very powerful billionaires and members of royalty and so forth, we're setting up a multi-billion dollar endowment fund for the Global Information Network, to give its members access to money, credit, investment capital, grants, loans, financing that they would never have access to. But this is the type of stuff that I've had access to my whole life. If I needed financing, I didn't have to beg a bank. I just called up another member of the Brotherhood, and the deal was done. That's how deals happen at the highest levels. And so now we're off doing this in terms of trying to help society globally. And we're having some amazing success already in just the first few months. People have already, members have already earned several hundred thousand dollars by having access to, you know, insider information, if you will.
So, but in that you came from organizations that their main focus was money, and you saw what happens to that, why is this new organization still thinking about money?
Well, the main focus of those groups really is not money. The main focus is control. And there's a big significant difference.
Money helps Money
helps, but it's really not it. You know, J. Paul Getty, I was talking to him before he died. J. Paul Getty said it's not how much money you have. It's not your net worth that's really relevant. It's how much money you control that really makes the difference. If you look at, for example, the Forbes 400 list or the list that lists the richest people in the world,
Right. The
richest people in the world are not on that list. And so the people that really have money and really have access to money via hedge funds and endowment funds and so forth, people that control the money, and I've been around them most of my life, you'll never know their names.
Yes.
They're never listed. So it's really control as opposed to money. So Global Information Network understands something. People are slaves if they're in debt and if they have to go to a job to earn a living. The only way a person can really get out of, that slavery is to become financially independent. So by wiping out and becoming debt-free and having multiple streams of income from various sources, you don't have to be a billionaire. But for really to empower people, they need to have freedom from going out every day and earning money. And that allows a person to do a lot more with their life and create, we believe, a better society.
Why did it take so long for people within your circles to reach out? Is it because you were hurt by this too and it woke you up?
Yeah, it's not hard to imagine, but I'll give you the example. Let's assume that Fox News called you up and said, we want to give you a contract and pay you $10 million a year. You're going to become a celebrity, which means you can go to any event you want in the world, get front row seats, get into the best restaurants. We're going to travel you around first class at corporate expense. We're going to pay you $10 million a year. We're going to help you write books. And since Fox News owns HarperCollins, we'll make sure these books are all bestsellers. You'll become a celebrity. You'll become well-known. You'll become powerful, influential, and you'll become and have an incredible lifestyle. And then you say, yes, but I want to blow the whistle on some of the corruption that's going on. And Fox News says, if you do that, we're going to cancel your contract. We're going to stop all your book sales. We're going to ruin you in the media. We're going to ruin your family in the media. You're going to have a horrible life. No one wants to give up what they got. So the reason why it's taken so long for somebody to actually become forward is once you get in there, you basically say, you know something? I'm not going to give up what I have. And so that's why it's been up until now that no one has really left any of these organizations. There's not been a single person who's ever revealed the secret of Skull and Bones. You know, Bush said in his memoirs that he was, when he joined Skull and Bones, he said, I joined Skull and Bones, a society so secret, that's all I can say about it. And the reason is, if he says anything, the powers of those societies will ruin not just him, but his family members.
Tell me.
So people just aren't willing to risk that.
Kevin, do you have any examples of us seeing somebody?
Perfect example, Ross Perot. Ross Perot was trying to become president. And he was that independent candidate, if you remember. He was on Larry King all the time, and people were really gravitating toward his campaign.
Right.
Then he went on Larry King and said, I am withdrawing my candidacy. And he said, why? You're doing so well. He said, because and Ross called them dirty tricks that threaten my daughter and my family. And I'm not willing to put my family in that position. He withdrew his candidacy, and you've never heard a word of Ross Perot ever since. He's nowhere to be seen. You look at the governor of South Carolina. He didn't want to take money from the federal government to allow the federal government to take more control over a state.
Right.
Within days after he said no, his personal emails were released, his personal text messages were released, and his affair with the woman in Argentina was released. The reason is the CIA embeds itself in the state governments all across America illegally. Same thing happened with Governor Blagojevich. The Bank of America cut off the line of credit to a company in Illinois because they wanted that company to go bankrupt so that business would go to China, a Bilderberg-affiliated company in China. Blagojevich called up, the governor of Illinois, called up the Bank of America and said, if you cut off this company's line of credit, then we, the state, are going to stop doing business with you, the Bank of America. The next day, he was in handcuffs.
Because they had him tapped anyways.
Absolutely. So the way it works is, when you're involved in these organizations, every bit of dirt in your life, and we all have it, every bit of dirt, whether it's a homosexual affair, whether it's an affair, whether it's drugs, it's sex, whether it's shady business deals, and they all have it at that level. It's all on record, and if you don't toe the line, you are going to be ruined in the media.
That's
the first thing they do.
Why is it that those dirty tricks people get away with so much?
Well, they control about 95%. 95% of the people at these levels are on, you know, the black side, if you will. There's only about 5% that are kind of more society-benefiting mentality.
At what level are we talking about?
We're talking about the very highest levels in the world. And, you know, there's not that many people at that level. If you look at Bilderberg, there's only 150 people that are official members of the Bilderberg group.
Okay.
And that's one of the most powerful organizations. In the Brotherhood, there's only several thousand. And that's global. That's a global organization. So we're not talking huge numbers of individuals here. But these people control 99.9%, not just of the wealth, but see, the main controlling force here is you have to control the commodities. So you have to control the money supply. That's number one. You have to control the media. Now you control the way people think and feel. You have to control the drug supply and the food supply. You have to control, obviously, oil or energy. And the next controlling one is water. So there's a few tracks here in terms of control. And this has gone back throughout history. You know, monopolies, you control the railroads in America. You know, you control the banking like J.P. Morgan. You control basic commodities. You control everything. Transportation is another one now that is being tracked for total control, where all roads are going to be toll roads. That's the idea. Controlling travel, whether you can or can't travel, just like in Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia. So in order to control the population, if you control the money supply, you control food and drugs, you can control energy, oil, you control water, you control transportation and the media, you have complete control over the population. They don't have to be, quote, called slaves. They don't have to be in chains. They don't have to be in prisons. You have complete control over the population. That's what it's about. Now, this ruling class believes that they are designed genetically to control the masses because of a DNA difference. And that's a bloodline issue, and there's a frequency in the DNA, and there's actually a different chromosome and gene that's different. So they believe that they're, you know, in terms of being racists, they believe that there are, you know, people that are destined and biologically designed to control the masses.
On the line.
That's really what it's all about.
On the lines, Kevin Trudeau. He is live in Germany, and that's why he's sounding so fresh. It's nice and morning over in Germany, and I know you guys have perked up your interest, because when has it been that somebody that has gone beyond the veil has returned and so forcefully come out and said, let me tell you what has been going on? This is really mind-blowing. It is absolutely fantastic what Kevin Trudeau is telling us right now. Kevin, what is the website to GIN?
That's called the Global Information Website. And just go to globalinformationnetwork.com, globalinformationnetwork.com. You can also get a lot of information on my radio show website, which is kevintrudeau.com.
Okay, kevintrudeau.com. And oh, let me see, Trudeau is T-R-U-D-E-A-U. Okay, kevintrudeau.com and globalinformationnetwork.com, a new virtual secret society that links you with those that are coming back from the veil. Could this be the white hats that we have thought existed finally coming, you know, down to earth? This is KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. Let's go back to that one thing that you said, Kevin, right at the end, which was the genetic makeup, which they believe gives them a divine right to rule and bloodlines. Could you, if you know more, could you go more into that?
Yeah, you know, this is not really big news, because it has been publicly stated by Henry Ford, by Andrew Carnegie, by J.P. Morgan, by the Vanderbilts, by the Rothschilds, even Henry Kissinger, Nixon. These people have all said publicly, and it's in the public record, that you have to be born with what it takes in order to rule the masses. Now, some were very specific in terms of talking about a specific chromosome difference, a specific gene differentiation. But where it actually lays down biologically is the DNA in every cell in the body vibrates at different frequencies. So they believe that the DNA structure of their particular bloodlines vibrates at a higher frequency than, let's say, the poor peasant in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the poor peasant in Bangladesh has a more lower vibrational frequency at their DNA structure, bringing them closer to an animal as opposed to an intelligent, thoughtful, rational human being with greater insight. This is what they believe at the highest levels. And whether it's true or not, or whether you believe it, it doesn't matter. This is what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they believe that they're destined to rule the masses. They also believe that this particular DNA vibration only resides in about 0.001% of the population. So it's a very small number of people. And so they're designed to rule the masses, and everything is designed to control the masses for the betterment in their minds, for the betterment of society. Now, in their minds, the betterment of society is there's a lot of people on Earth that shouldn't, you know, be living, because it will benefit society and the Earth if these people are eliminated in some way. This is the theories of Adolf Hitler. You know, this particular group wanted the Axis powers to win the war, not the Allied powers in World War II. So that's what their belief is. Now, when myself and, you know, these 30-plus other top-level members of these societies got together, we have a different view. We believe that if all people had access to secret information, the same information that we've had access to, many of these people, by choice, will raise their vibrational frequency and improve the quality of their life, and then their children's frequency will be raised, and so that society will continue to be better, and more people will become more rational and less violent. And we think that's the way to better society, as opposed to basically having a controlling class and 99.9% of the masses being the controlled.
Did you find that there was a ceiling to...
No, because the secret that they don't want to be let out is you can change that frequency yourself. And this is the big secret. So this is what Henry Ford didn't want let out, because when you're brought into these organizations, not everyone reaches the top level, because everyone starts off at different levels on this frequency range. But when you're brought in, you're trained how to raise that level by choice. And some people choose, you know, by their own desires to raise it to the highest levels, and some don't. So everyone's given that ability to raise it. And so that's why we believe if we teach the same material to, let's say, average Joe Lunchbucket on the street, he can raise his frequency. And what that means is he starts attracting into his life more luck. He's happier. He has more emotional well-being. And his thought process becomes more integrated. So he can see things differently. He becomes less violent, a better member of society. And so we believe we can give the majority of people access to this information. Not everyone will take it. We know that. Not everyone is going to take advantage of it.
Why did you go into the Brotherhood versus the Freemasons versus the Rosicrucians? Why the Brotherhood?
Well, you don't go into the Brotherhood. You get invited into the Brotherhood. It's similar to Skull and Bones, where you can't knock on the door and say, I'd like to join and become a member.
Okay.
You're picked and brought in. The majority of members in these are by bloodline. However, there is technology, which is far greater than people can imagine, which can find frequencies in people on planet Earth. And just like an albino child or something is a very rare instance, there are some people that are born that have, outside of a bloodline, that have a very rare DNA frequency. And when those people are located, they're approached and invited in to the group. And that's what happened to me in 1975. I was invited into this group. And you have to imagine, you know, my dad was a welder. We grew up in a very blue-collar community. And when two people approached me and said, in effect, we can promise you a life of wealth and riches beyond your imagination, why wouldn't I say I'm very interested in that? Yes, of course. You know, my prospects of going to college were nil, and my prospects of doing anything substantial in life based on my, you know, makeup in terms of, you know, my economic, you know, where I was born was very limited. You know, where I grew up, you hope to get a job at GE working for the union. That was like your prime goal. Or if you really got lucky, you could work for the government. That way you couldn't be fired and you didn't have to do any work. Every one of my friends, that was our two goals, you know, to either work for the government or work for the GE and get in. If you can get in the union, you got it made.
I'm telling
and so,
you.
When all of a sudden people came to me and said, listen, we want to bring you into a group, a club. They called it a club. It's a private club, and you're special and you're unique and you can be a member of this. Well, that just played into everything that I needed to hear at that time.
Right.
So I was brought in. And, you know, you're given things right off the beginning. You know, a fancy meal in a restaurant that I would never even imagined eating in my whole life. And all of a sudden I'm there and, you know, we're eating, you know, this incredible meal. It was just mind-blowing. And taken to someone's home that there was just this mansion beyond belief, you know, driven in a Rolls Royce to a meeting. And these things were obviously magnetic to me. I was drawn to it. And I began to see things in my life that first year by learning some of this material and given some connections. I made several million dollars before I was 18 years old.
Mm.
And obviously I was hooked.
Yes.
And the people I met were lovely people. They were nice. They were empowering. And I thought, I can learn from these people.
Right.
These are people that I would never have access to. And that's what Global Information Network is. We're giving the average person access to very affluent, very successful people from around the world that they would never have access to. And when you're a member, you get access to these people free. You know, it's free. There's no charge. You know, we have events. I'm in Germany. We just had an event here at the same hotel that Bilderberg had their meeting in Rottach-Egan. Now, this weekend I'll be in Zurich for a meeting with Global Information Network members only. And they're going to meet billionaires from around the world that they would never have access to meeting.
You're saying that to join it, it is absolutely free?
No, once you join and become a member, there are dues. You have to pay an initiation fee to join, and there are monthly dues that you have to pay. But once you're a member, you get access to all this information, all seminars, workshops, retreats, weekend conferences, leadership events, all completely free of charge. So if you want to invest in real estate, for example,
right?
We'll introduce you to multimillionaire real estate investors that not only will teach you, but you can do deals with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to start a restaurant, wouldn't it be great if Gordon Ramsay called you up on the phone and gave us some advice?
As long as he doesn't yell at me.
And, yeah, exactly. Or maybe partnered with you because you're a member of Global Information Network.
Mm-hmm.
You members help other members. See, that's how success happens in life. It's people helping other people. And in societies, you have that. In real life, you don't. So this group allows the average guy to get access to information that up until now, only the privileged elite class had access to, not just information, but associations with successful people from around the world to do joint ventures or raise capital. Well, if they're a member, they can present that idea to the membership, and within 30 days they can get the capital they need. That's how it works. If their business idea is flawed, they can get good advice from top people, which would, you know, maybe save them from a failed business venture.
Well, is there any of it that's going to be open source? I mean, you're talking about finally lifting the veil and making this available. Why have it as a private club? Why can't you just release it wide?
We want to offer this to people, but as Napoleon Hill said, we know that not everyone's going to take advantage of it.
Right.
So if I tell a friend of mine, listen, you may want to consider joining the Global Information Network, and he says it's not for me, good, because we didn't want him in the club anyway. you follow me?
Yes, but if you have it, but it's the very same case, even if it were open source. I mean, that's where our world is today. Everybody has the information they need to change.
There's a big difference. When you have open source, and now everyone can come to a meeting, you're not going to have like-minded people in that room. Now, this is a very important and significant point. Napoleon Hill talked about what's called a mastermind.
Okay.
The mastermind is when like-minded, not exactly the same, because nobody thinks the same, right?
Yeah.
But like-minded people gather in a particular place. You create a new mind that's called a mastermind.
Okay.
The power then is increased on every individual in that room. If you have a room with 1,000 people, half of which are like-minded and the other half are all over the board, you don't get that mastermind created.
Okay.
So it's not beneficial to anybody in the room. They all lose out.
Okay. Now here's a tough question for you, Mr. Trudeau. Your background, being a part of the Brotherhood, okay, and that kind of access. Well, you go on any web, go out there on the web and we search, and you see a lot of people coming after you, okay? Consumer Affairs is out there talking about how people are constantly overcharged, et cetera, for their materials and things to this effect. Is this something that... that from your previous incarnation is a part of how business is done, because you haven't been brought up on wire fraud charges or anything like that, but yet there are all these complaints. How could there be this kind of look at your work, but yet, you continue to grow and do this? What is going on with all of those complaints out there?
Well, as I mentioned, if you were to actually... if you don't toe the line, and in my case, if I don't do what they say, then the first line of defense is to ruin you in the media, which happened to me.
Okay.
So since these groups control the media, they can put any story they want to destroy your credibility, which is the first thing they do. The second thing they'll do is they'll unleash the IRS and other government agencies against you. So in my case, the Federal Trade Commission filed 8 lawsuits against me for false and misleading advertising.
Okay.
I fought them. And every case, the FTC has had to sign a document stating there's been no finding or admission of any wrongdoing.
Mm.
Now, the government can put out false and misleading press releases so the truth never gets out. I just won 2 cases against the government. One, I filed suit against the New York State government for violating my First Amendment rights and sending out letters, threatening letters, and making phone calls to bookstores and television stations, telling them not to sell my books. That's a violation of my First Amendment. I won that case, a huge case, showing that the government is out there suppressing the free flow of information. And just last week, I won my appeal against the state, the federal court in Illinois, where the judge found me in contempt of court. Not a jury trial. A judge found me in contempt and fined me $37 million, and he banned me from talking on television or radio or the internet for 3 years.
What?
And he banned the sale of my books. So I appealed that ruling, obviously, and I just won the appeal. They vacated the $37 million. They said that was illegal. And they also said that the judge's banning me and stripping me of my First Amendment constitutional rights was illegal as well. So now I am suing the government for $150 million in lost revenue during that last year in which I was off the air. So the bottom line is, when a person like myself comes out and blows the whistle, the first thing that happens is there's massive negative PR that's put out trying to destroy the messenger and destroy the credibility of the messenger.
Good.
The second thing, the government will come and sue you, making it more likely that people will say, ooh, he must be a bad person, let's not listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I fought back, and I do have, luckily, the financial resources and some influence and power with powerful people that are on my side to fight back and win. And the third thing they do is they send out the IRS.
Yeah.
And the IRS virtually lives at my house now. So
wow.
They threaten you with criminal action and jail time. The next thing they'll do is they'll threaten you physically with violence. This happens all the time in America. I've told about people coming to my home in the middle of the night and threatening me physically. There was a gentleman on Fox News who was an outspoken critic of the Obama health care plan at a town hall meeting.
Okay.
The next day he was on Fox News, and he said on national television that government thugs came to his house in the middle of the night, banged on his door, woke him and his family up, and threatened him, his wife, and his children. And this is the first guy who basically wasn't afraid. And he said, the next time the government wants to send their thugs, Don't come in the middle of the night. But if you come again, I will use lethal force to protect myself and my family. See, no one else has dared come forward after that threat and said, yes, the government came, because they said, if you tell anybody we came here, we're going to come, we're going to get you.
So you believe that, gentlemen? You believe that?
Well, it happened to me. And I've known people that have told me specifically it's happened to them. And this is the same thing that's happened here in Germany, where I am right now, back in 1936, with the brown shirts going into homes, threatening people. Once you're threatened, believe me, it's not worth it. You think, wait a minute, why am I trying to help these people I don't even know?
Right.
Okay, I need to protect myself and my family. And you change. So the threats work.
I believe you have the best intentions in this, and I really wish all the whole organization the best. I mean, because that's what it really takes, is people that know the mechanisms of control and the mechanisms of manipulation to be able to combat that. And so I think it's amazing what you're doing.
You know, one of the things we did when we first decided to launch this is kind of leak some information out to show that the information that we have from Bilderberg and some of these other organizations, we do have the inside track. So, for example, 8 months before Bear Stearns collapse, we called Bear Stearns is going to be gone. Lehman is going to be gone. So we shorted the stock. We told people, you know, to short the stock because that's where it's going. This is at the same time that Jim Cramer on CNBC and every other analyst was telling you how wonderful Bear Stearns was doing, how their financials are great. The CEOs and the CFOs were going on all the financial news networks talking about how wonderful their business was and so forth. We nailed it 100%. We nailed the recession a year before it came. This year alone, we have over 24 stocks that are up over 200%. That we said this is where it's going.
But now, how
collapse the city?
But if you're outside these groups, how do you maintain getting that edge? Aren't those higher ups cutting you off because you're doing the wrong things, or are those super higher ups becoming a part of your network?
No, what happened was I'm out, so I don't have the direct access anymore. But I have all the information that I had up until the time that I left.
Yes.
But there are 30 plus members who are current members who are in effect moles. These are people that are in the meetings. I was here in Greece, for example, during Bilderberg, and my friends who were in the meetings. After Bilderberg ended, we meet in a special way so the information doesn't leak that they're meeting with me. And what went on in Bilderberg was revealed to me. And so that's where I get the information. There are about 30-plus members that add the information to the global information network and provide that information to its members.
Okay, fantastic.
Whether it's stocks or whatever, we have all the inside track. And myself and the 30-plus members that have joined me to launch the global information network, we don't believe that a large percentage of the population should be eradicated for the betterment of all. We believe quite the opposite. We believe everybody should have the right to pursue their own goals and dreams, and by empowering more people, that's the way to better society.
Oh, one last thing. Ted Turner is rumored to be the largest single private owner of water in the U.S. Is that true?
Nobody really knows, but he's certainly up there at the top. If not the largest, he's like I said, water is the next oil. So around the world right now, a lot of people that I know, and myself included, we understand that the power of controlling water is really something beneficial. But all gin members, for example, can learn how to profit from that in a good way and make sure that control of water, like the control of oil, is not used in a negative way against society.
Fantastic, sir. Well, can't wait to speak with you again. Really want to explore more about these secrets, maybe even get into a couple. What a fantastic surprise to meet you virtually like this, and to hear about GIN, Global Information Network. I just wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Let me let you go and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. All right, darlings. KevinTrudeau.com. KevinTrudeau.com is a website. Also, GlobalInformationNetwork.com. Wow. Fascinating. All right, darlings. Stay tuned.